Es hat sich in der Bach gesagt, schlagen wir mir heute mit Sachen Megilla darf Tess. Mich net said us form nicht haben mit Loschen mit Gula. Bryce said, fact the more Bryce says, if any of the Loschen Kodesh words of Tanakh are written in Aramaic or vice versa, or if they're written in the Ivri letters instead of Ashuris, the Sfarim will not make hands tame. The only time a Sefer will make hands tame is when it's written in Ashuris on parchment with Dioy ink. This is Shver according to our Mishnah. So Rava answered, our Mishnah is discussing where it's written in another language, but transliterated into Ashuris. The Bryce is discussing using the foreign alphabet. Abaye asks, if this is true, if the other alphabet is being used, the Brachos would say that it's possible even if it's written in Lashon HaKodesh. But instead, we must say, and for the Gemara, we have to say that the Mishnah follows the Rabbanon, and the Brachos follows Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. In fact, if that's true, the Brachos should also allow the Sfarim to be written in Greek, and yet it only allows Ashuras, because Rosh Hashanah Gamliel allows Greek. And for the Gemara, we have to say that our Mishnah is discussing Sfarim of Tanakh, and the Brachos is discussing Tefillin and Mezuzah, which may only be written in Ashuras based on the Pasuk regarding them that says, Vihayu. In fact, the Brachos discusses writing Lashon HaKodesh in Aramaic, and writing some of the Aramaic words in Lashon Kodesh. Now in Tanakh, there are Aramaic words, like the Pasuk says, Yigarsa Hadusa. However, if you write that in Lashon Kodesh, it's a problem. However, there are no such Aramaic words in Tefillin and Mezuzah, so what does the Brisa mean? Mara says, therefore we have to answer, the Brisa is discussing a Megillah, Megillah's Esther, and the Mishnah is discussing the Sifrei Tanakh. A Megillah may not be read in any other language, because the Pasuk says, Kichsava Michil Shainam. What are the Aramaic words written in the Megillah that if you write it in Lashon Kodesh is a problem? So our Papa said, the word Piskam, which means a decree. Rav Nachman says, it's also the word Yikar, which means honor. Rav Ashi said, a different Teretz, he said, the Braisa is discussing Sifrei of Nevi'im Ksuvim, not of Chamishah Chumshah Torah. The Braisa would then follow the view of Rabbi Huda, who says that a special dispensation was given to allow Torah, but not other Sfarim, to be written in Yevonish, in Greek. The reason this is allowed is because of the story that happened with King Talmai, when he imprisoned 72 Zakenim, each into solitary confinement, and ordered them to translate the Torah for him. Hashem put into each of their minds to change the wording of a number of Psukim, which Talmai would have taken at face value, and would have misinterpreted the meaning into a disparaging or like an idolatrous type of understanding. Mishnah said, "Roshim Gamliel Oimer, Af Bisfarim Loi Hitiru V'Chulu Only Yevonis." Zochti Mar Ravov and then Rav Yechonon passing like Roshim Gamliel. Rav Yechonon explained that Roshim Gamliel's view is based on the pasuk of Yafta Lekim LeYefes VeYishkoim BaOle Shem. The Greeks, who are descendants from Yefes, will have a place in the Torah of Shem. This teaches that the Torah can be written in Greek, who are descendants of Yefes. Zok, the Mishnah, there's no difference between a Kohen Gadol who was anointed with the Shemana Mishcha and a Kohen Gadol who was anointed just by putting on the Shemayna Begadim, which was the process used when we no longer had the Shemana Mishcha, except that the latter, meaning the one who was the Merubah Begadim, would not bring the special Chatos that's brought by a Kohen Gadol when he passes wrong, and thereby causes people to sin, which is the power of Habba'a Kol Mitzvahs, that a Kohen Gadol, Merubah Begadim, would not bring. Zok, the Mishnah, there's no difference between a Kohen Gadol who is currently in office and one who is no longer in office, he was, but then he was removed from office, except that only the one currently in office brings a special power in Yom Kippur and the special Karb Mincha brought by the Kohen Gadol each and every day. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to say that even a Kohen Gadol who was not anointed with the Shemar Mishcha will bring the special power in Yom Kippur and the daily Karb Mincha. Gemara says, our Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Meir, who says in a Braisa that even a Kohen Gadol who was not anointed with the Shemar Mishcha brings that special Chatos when he paskens wrong. Rabbi Meir's view is based on the word that says HaMoshiach, the extra hey, used in the Pasuk regarding the special Chatos, and comes to include even a Kohen Gadol who is Meruba Begadim. The next part of the Mishnah, which says that a Kohen Gadol no longer in office has the same status as one who is currently in office, except for those two differences, clearly follows the view of a mayor of a Braisa, where Rabbi Yossi argues with him. So how can we say that the part of the Mishnah follows a mayor and part of the Mishnah does not follow a mayor? So Chisa said, we have to say, Echanami, the first part of the Mishnah follows Rabbanan, and the later part of the Mishnah, Echanami, will follow Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosef gave a different answer. He says the Mishnah follows Rabbi, who passes like the Rabbanan regarding the first part, and he passes like Rabbi Meir regarding the second part. That's why in the Mishnah it's consistent. It's all Rabbi who happens to pass like a Rabbanan like the Gabi this and like Rabbi Meir the Gabi that. Zok, the next Mishnah. There's no difference between the large Bama, the community Bama, and the small, the private Bama, except that the Karban Pesach can only be brought on the large Bama. The general rule is, all Nedarim and Nedavos may be brought even on the small Bama. Any Karban, which is not of a Neder or a Nedava, meaning it's an obligatory Karban, it may not be brought on a small Bama. How can the Mishnah say that a Karban Pesach is the only difference between the two when it afterwards says that anything that's not a neder and a dava would also not be allowed to be brought on a large bama? So, and for the Gemara, the Mishnah means anything like a Karban Pesach, meaning like an obligatory Karban that has a set time to be offered. Those any type of Karban like that, like a Karban Pesach, may only be brought on the large bama. The Gemara says this follows the view of Reb Shimon in a Braisa.